Hey guys, welcome to True Threats Radio. Good weekend. We're now in high gear here into August. Can't believe it. Almost a week into August. It's incredible. Time is just rolling on by. Got a great guest lined up for you today, David von Kleist. He's the producer of the famous In Plain Sight 9/11 documentary. He's got a new one out, too, sequel to that. We'll be talking about that and a whole lot more that's going on in the 9/11 truth movement, new developments, new discoveries. So we'll be updating you on that. Just to let you know, tomorrow I'll be away again. Wednesday I'll be back with another interesting guest. We'll be talking about catastrophism again and the influence of plasma discharges on the various planets in the solar system and their moons in ancient times. Be pretty interesting. The guest is a longtime researcher on this. In fact, when I first read his first book on this, it came out in like 1966. I found it at a used book sale. And I read it, probably 10, 15 years ago, I think, early 90s sometime, anyway. And I enjoyed the book, but I kind of wrote off the, you know, the discharge thing. I thought, he's out to lunch on that one. That's just crazy. That's, you know, ridiculous. Only because I still had some programming left in me from mainstream academia. Boy, it's, again, you know, it only takes you like 12 years or, you know, 16 or 18 or 20 if you go to college to get your formal education. But the rest of your life to unlearn the garbage that they cram down your throat in your formal education years. It's amazing they make you pay for that. You go to college, you pay for your degree. Boy, you pay for it in more ways than one. You not only pay monetarily, but you pay by the dumbing down that you incur. Some people, you never get freed from it because they refuse to even acknowledge that they've been fooled. Anyway, but lo and behold, in just the past few months recently, I've realized that I was wrong. This guy was right. This plasma thing is big time. It's true. So before we go to the guest, before we go to the next break, let me just go over some quick announcements here. And by the way, after Wednesday, though, I'm going to be away again Thursday, Friday, and probably all of next week. I'm going to see, I haven't even talked to him yet, but our good friend Mr. Alan Watt usually fills in for people quite a bit on various shows. I haven't asked him yet, so I can't say for certain, but I'm going to call him later after the show, see if I can get him to fill in at least for some of those days. Otherwise, there'll be repeats tomorrow and then Thursday and Friday and probably all of next week. I'm not even exactly sure yet which days I'm going to be away, but that's what's going on for that. After that time, of course, I'll be back regularly and as well as planning more great guests. I'll probably take a few days. I've been promising I was going to go over the Trinity thing. I'm going to be doing that probably after next week. So be watching for that, those of you that wanted to hear that rant. And I hope especially the Trinitarians out there will be tuning in. Those are the ones that I you know, that needed to be reached the most with this. If you've been thinking I'm a heretic and just about ready to write me off, I hope you'll hear what I have to say before you do that. And you might discover, surprise, surprise, that it was you that was wrong. Anyway, I didn't get to go over the quick announcements I wanted to. I mean, we can pick it up after the break, but definitely Dave, guys, coming up in a few minutes after the break. Stick with us.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hey, welcome back to True Threats Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We'll have Dave von Kleist on here in just a moment. I wanted to go over a couple of quick announcements first. Once again, guys, a reminder, the Aaron Russo DVD, Freedom to Fascism, available at RBN for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. You can get that either by calling 800-724-2719 or by going to the republicbroadcasting.org website. You can order there through PayPal. Or you can simply send your check or money order to the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, and that's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If anyone wants to read any of my books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, The New World Disorder, or any of the books I've written on alternative theology, I guess you could call it that, or should I say real theology, what's being offered in the mainstream religious steepled corporations is the alternative, but that's what you don't want. You can go to lulu.com, lulu.com, and just search for my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, and you'll see all the books I've got available. I think you'll find them all pretty interesting. Like I say, you know, you're getting closer to the truth the further away you get from mainstream anything. But the further, the closer, I should say, that you are in line with mainstream anything, the further you are from the truth. That's just how it goes, unfortunately. We live in a George Orwellian, doublespeak, lying, fascist world. It's been that way for a while, but of course it's gotten worse in just the past 5-6 years. But literally, guys, we've gotten to a point where, you know, you've lost credibility when you cite mainstream sources. You really have. Oh, I still cite mainstream sources to prove that there is a global conspiracy. But that's only because the truth squeaks out in spite of themselves. But they don't give you the whole picture. They give it to you in piecemeal fashion. That's how it is with 9/11. You can prove 9/11 was an inside job from mainstream media, but you've got to bounce around from the New York Times to the LA Times to the San Francisco Chronicle, and the stories are spread out over wide spaces of time. They don't give it to you all at once. And, you know, you can probably get the truth from scientific sources, too. In fact, you can, but again, it's spread out far and wide. One little hint will be dropped here, one there. One professor who has a little bit of scruples, you know, will mention something here or there, and you got to pay attention and know how to read between the lines in the mainstream publications. But none of them are going to come out and tell you the whole thing point blank straight out. You know, you've got to do the digging yourself and put the pieces together and assemble that puzzle, or you're never going to find it. And by the way, if anybody has a 22, you can send that to me, and I'll shoot that dog downstairs. I'm really getting sick of that four-legged furball. Anyways, I think we have our guest on. I'm not sure. Dave, are you there? Okay, I guess he's not there yet. Hopefully we'll get him up here pretty soon. But, yeah, guys, that's what I've specialized, what I focused on over the years is, you know, looking under that rug, finding out what those lumps are, how they got there, who put them there, how long they've been there, why they are there. And, you know, I guess you could say it really started with my awakening as a theology major to the reality that organized religion is a monstrous fraud. Once you realize that, once you realize that these guys that you have looked up to, that you thought were so godly, once you see that they're lying, well, you've got the door wide open now to, you know, if these people are supposed to be the bastion of truth, the one place you can go to where if everyone else is lying, you know you can at least trust them. Once you find out that they're lying in the name of God, well, then obviously you really can't trust anybody, can you? And so that's what made me aware that the world is, in fact, this twisted, corrupt place where, you know, you just can't trust anybody. And so I started digging into everything, lifting up every rug, asking questions about everything under the sun in every area of study. And, yeah, lo and behold, I found out that we are being lied to by everybody. Not that everything is a lie, but, you know, to lead you off the track, sometimes you only need to be told one lie. Everything else can be the truth, and that can be enough to lead you totally off the track. But as it turns out, very often it's not just one lie. It's a whole mountain of lies, lies upon lies. And, you know, in my college experience, that's when I began. You know, I started looking into history, and because I was also a history major. And I was finding out, yeah, sure enough, look at that. We lied to about a lot of stuff that's in the history books. I was amazed to discover. When you study history, you think, well, at least that's got to be written in stone, because, I mean, you know, you can go back and look at documents, and you can see that this stuff happened. And no, that's not the case. Historians argue about everything under the sun. Nothing's written in stone in history, as a matter of fact. And so, anyway, I started going to my professors with some of these questions, and sure enough, I found out that you get them alone, not in the classroom, you know, because their job rides on it. They've got to play the ball game, but you get them alone, and they start, you know, reluctantly admitting. They look down at the floor because you know they're ashamed. And I'm like, son of a gun, these guys are all taking us for a ride. Anyway, we do have our guest, Mr. Dave Von Kleist, who also, of course, has his own radio show, The Power Hour, and producer of at least two great DVDs that I know of, maybe more, excellent 9/11 documentaries. So with no further ado, let's bring him on. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Well, hello, Charles. How are you, sir?
Yeah, not too bad. Yourself?
I'm just cooking right along. Got in about 1:30 a.m. from a conference up in Madison, Wisconsin, with Professor James Fetzer, Kevin Barrett, Morgan Reynolds, myself, Jim Mars, a whole bunch of folks there.
Oh, great. Good people.
You darn betcha. And, you know, I've been listening sort of the voyeur in the wings here, listening to your conversation about the level of corruption. And, you know, the sad thing is that Americans seem to accept this thing as if this is the norm. And this is part of the brainwashing that we've all been subjected to. A USA Today poll taken several years ago asked the question, whom do you trust? And at the very bottom of the list with 6% was the federal government. So let's think outside the cage and turn those numbers around. Because if 6% trust the government, that means 94% don't.
Yeah.
Now, a little farther up the list was the media. And 24% said that they trust the media. That means 76% don't. So if 76% don't trust the media and 94% don't trust the federal government, the question is, Charles, is where does America get its official information?
Yeah, exactly.
So if we're being lied to on a steady basis, America bases its opinions on misinformation, disinformation, and lies, that means that our opinions are nothing more than extensions of the lie. And that's what the Matrix is all about. We have been lied to since we were born. And so when people come out with the truth, it tastes funny to a lot of people. And it's really amazing that if so many people don't trust the federal government and the media, well, then why is it so many people jump on board on internet lynch mobs and finger-pointing sessions when somebody screams conspiracy theorist and everybody jumps on board and says, yeah, that can't be true, it's a conspiracy theory.
And yet they don't trust these guys.
Exactly. The very people pointing the fingers and saying, oh, these guys are kooks, they're nuts, they're wackos. Folks, look it. If I'm crazy, somebody's got to stop me. But if I'm not crazy, it's up to every single one of us to stop them. That's what our founding fathers charged us with the responsibility to do. I mean, we just had our most patriotic holiday of the year last month, and it's called Independence Day. It is not called the 4th of July. And that's part of the brainwashing as well. How would all the Christians feel if all of a sudden we renamed that holy day at the end of December and called it December 25th? And we didn't call it Christmas anymore. Took the Christmas out of Christmas.
Maybe we should call it Tammuz Day, because that's really what it is.
Okay, sure. Bottom line here is that the Christians would be all up in arms. Well, then why aren't we as patriots all up in arms for them saying, hey, we're not going to call it Independence Day anymore. We're going to call it the 4th of July. And instead of thinking about our founding fathers and the documents that gave us our freedoms and our rights and our liberties, we won't think about that anymore. We're going to think about picnics and hot dogs and fireworks. You see how that works?
Right, right.
This is all brainwashing. And nothing is different when it comes to the issue of September 11th. We have been lied to over and over and over again about what happened on September 11th. And, you know, overwhelmingly people...
about everything.
I'm sorry?
What haven't we been lied to about, you know?
Well, that's exactly right. But you see, in this particular situation, September 11th, not that this is more important than any other, but it is
the
most important issue.
Crime. The biggest crime in American history.
Well, absolutely it is, and because what has followed in this post-9/11 war is affecting every man, woman, and child on the face of the planet and will for generations to come. And so this is why I'm trying to, you know, inspire people out there, light a proverbial fire under their butts, if not put a stick of dynamite strategically, to get people off of their big, fat, pimple-covered, sweaty butts, put down the beer and the remote control, and understand that their children's children will either applaud their activism or they will curse their complacency. Because the shackles that will be around the wrists of our grandchildren are already made. They're all ready to go.
You know,
all we have to do is absolutely nothing.
I don't think the problem here is ignorance anymore. People, like you just quoted those statistics, people aren't ignorant of what's going on. I mean, at least they're aware that they're being lied to. They might not know the depth of it and the seriousness of it. But I think the bigger problem is just that. It's complacency. It's not enough to wake them up.
That's why we have to inspire people to rediscover their true heritage and what it is to be the land of the free, because we're the home of the brave.
Yeah, get them off the Prozac, get them off the Fox News, and get them back into reality. All right, we're going to go to a quick break, folks. Stick with us. We'll be right back with Dave Von Kleist.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got Dave Von Kleist on as our guest today. You know, I was thinking last night, how do you account for people being so incredibly oblivious to what's obviously going on here? Now, of course, yeah, they are waking up. I mean, they know that they're being lied to, but to not see the depth of it, the seriousness of it, and therefore to not take any action is just absolutely astonishing. And I got to think about it. You know, Americans have been conditioned to think that a war constitutes, you know, missiles and tanks and guns and or swords. You know, they've always envisioned a war to be an actual physical battle where you're out fighting somebody and it's either their death or yours. You know, you fight to the death. There's all kinds of warfare. They don't recognize that the biggest war going on right now is being waged right here, and it's against us. It doesn't involve the missile and the tank, although it will ultimately lead to that, of course, if people remain complacent. But wars also involve sabotaging your economy, you know, sabotaging your education system, your media, even your churches. You know, that is, you know, you just look at the housing market, what's going on right now. This is outright war they're waging. It's not accidental. It's not some bad trend in the market. This is being done by design.
Absolutely it is. But, you know, and you're asking, why is it? Why is this going down the way it's going down? The sad fact is that, and this is a statistic, when I heard it, I was shocked. But also I sort of nodded my head in understanding. And here it is. And I have to stop and compose myself because this is so stunning. Did you know that more people voted in this last American Idol contest than voted in both of the last presidential elections combined.
Oh,
I mean, this is where we're at. This is unfortunate, but, you know, this is why so many of us refer to the American people as American sheeple. I mean, there's just no way that we're going to be able to pull this thing out of the fire unless we can inform our countrymen and get over the subterfuge and the propaganda being thrown at them 24/7, 365 by the likes of Shill O'Reilly and Sean Insanity and Lush Bimbo and Michael Savage and Wolf Blister and all the other corporate talking heads.
Speaking of Blister, I love that how you did that on the DVD there, you know. Because people need to see the inconsistencies in the media to really let it sink in.
But they're not just inconsistencies. I mean, let's call a spade a spade. I mean, these are absolute, irrefutable fabrications. I mean, this is what they have done to the American people.
But I mean, inconsistencies as far as like Blitzer's claim. You know, first he says, yeah, there's no evidence of a plane hitting, there's no debris, and then later, oh no, there's tons of debris, and it was all over, and I photographed it, and
Jamie McIntyre.
It's an obvious lie.
That was Jamie McIntyre, and that was one of the reasons why I ended up on the Glenn Beck show, is because when he pulled that stunt a year ago, last May 16th, you may recall that was the date there where they were saying that they were going to release the new footage that shows the 757 hitting the Pentagon, and so we will release that at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. So that morning, Kira Phillips was interviewing Jamie McIntyre, and she says, Jamie, you were there at the Pentagon, and you know, there are some folks saying that something other than Flight 77 hit the Pentagon. What do you think about that? And basically what he said, let me see if I can even cue that up here for you. I could play some of these clips for you.
Oh, yeah.
This is absolutely stunning because of the fact that, you know, like I said, Jamie McIntyre, he was dancing. I mean, he basically was dancing. Here's what he said when he was first asked what he thought about some of the folks that said it wasn't a plane. Here it is.
What a liar.
Oh, yeah, it's stunning. Here it is.
Having been there on September 11th, having seen the plane wreckage and photographed it myself personally, I can tell you that that's nonsense.
So he thinks that anybody that talks about something other than a plane hitting the Pentagon is obviously talking about, you know, talking nonsense. And then he also went on to say the following.
I had a camera with me. I took pictures of some of the wreckage, some of the parts of the fuselage, a part of the cockpit, until they told us we had to move back away from the scene.
Okay, can you hear that clearly enough?
Oh, yeah, loud and clear. Very
okay,
good.
And so there he is. I had a camera. I took pictures of the cockpit and part of the fuselage. And when I heard that, I said, wait a minute. That's not what he said on September 11th. Here's what he said on September 11th, and pay close attention to what he says about the fuselage.
From my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual site of the building that's crashed in, and as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around, which would indicate that the entire plane crashed into the side of the Pentagon.
Okay, there you go. Now, so obviously Jamie McIntyre was lying then, or he was lying on May 16th of last year. So we put together a press release and put it out there, and I got a phone call from the folks from the Glenn Beck show, who is on Headline News. So they decided they wanted to have me on to discuss this issue about the irregularities of September 11th. And while in preparation, I was saying, you know, that it's not just the Pentagon. It's obviously what happened with the North and South Towers in regard to this very bright flash that, you know, was seen by four different networks. And so anyway, she said, well, the producer says, well, we can't show that. And I said, why? She says, well, there's copyright issues.
I said, the footage I'm talking about
came from CNN. You are CNN.
You just want to slap them. I tell you what, we're going to another quick break. We got to pick up with this when we get back. This is unbelievable, guys. What a fraud. Short break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hey, welcome back to the Church Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Dave Von Kleist on as a guest. So, you know, this reminds me of what happened with Jim Garrison. I'm sure you recall. He was on the Tonight Show back in, I don't know, the time of the trial, the mid-60s, 65 or 6, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he had pictures of some of the hobos, i.e. CIA agents, that were photographed on the scene, and then you never heard anything more about them. And so he was holding the pictures up, and there's Johnny Carson putting his arm down. No, we can't show that on air. He says, well, what do you mean we can't show that? We can't do that. He says, what? The American people have the right to see this. This is something that's being suppressed. It's being hidden from them. Nope, can't do it. Sorry. He wouldn't allow him to show this on TV. I mean, what? This was his opportunity, you know, to redeem himself because he had been demonized so bad in the press and to show that he had something and that there was a cover-up. Nope, can't show it. You're crazy. You're a conspiracy nut, but you can't show the evidence to prove that you're not. What a So they gave you the same line, huh?
Well, basically, yeah. I was trying to get them to show some of the video clips because, after all, 9/11 in plain sight is the video that really kicked a lot of people between the eyes, simply because we only focused on video and photographic evidence. I mean, it didn't go down any documentation trails, although we could have. I mentioned a couple documents, but the entire thrust of the project was basically focusing on video and photographic evidence, which is very, very difficult to deal with. And there have been numerous attempts, of course, you know, through the years to try to label me as some sort of a pod person or wacko or a kook or government plant or whatever. But that's all fallen by the wayside. But the point here is that I wanted to be able to show this stuff, and they were refusing left and right to show any of that stuff. And I said, well, what about the photographs in the Pentagon? If you're going to focus in on the Pentagon, And they said, well, we don't have those photographs. I said, I do. And they said, well, we have to find out who they belong. Anyway, I could see where this was going. They didn't want me to show any evidence that was going to support, you know, the questions that I was raising, because I don't have any theories at all. I really don't. I mean, I can suggest maybe this is what happened, maybe that's what happened, but I'm not going to say definitively that, you know, a missile hit the Pentagon or it was an A-3 Sky Warrior. You know, I'm not going to say that because I don't know. I will raise a question. But anyway, so what I did is I took an 8x10 glossy picture and stuck it in my shirt because I knew when I got into the studio, the only chance I'd get is if I was to just whip it out and throw it up at the camera, which is what we did. So anyway, the entire video interview can be seen at our website, which is 911RippleEffect.com. In fact, you can probably watch the whole video there, but we ask that you get a copy of it and make copies and pass this thing out. This video is being called 9/11 in Plain Sight on steroids, because now we've interviewed a whole lot of experts, airline pilots, military officers that are agreeing with the contention that terrorists could not have piloted those planes into the targets. And furthermore, Colonel George Nelson, I'm sure you're familiar with George Nelson, are you not?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, yeah, he's been on so many different radio broadcasts. He's on camera along with Glenn Stanish, who is an airline pilot, current, active, working for Continental Airlines, Fred Fox, who worked for 22 years for American Airlines, and also Russ Wittenberg, who flew for United Airlines, and he actually flew flights 93 and 70 and 175, those exact planes.
Wow.
And are all on camera agreeing that terrorists could not have piloted those planes. It would have been impossible, according to Russ Wittenberg, for them to turn off their transponders, cease any communication with control tower approximately 300 miles away from the target, turn the plane around, and then find the target without any guidance whatsoever. Russ Wittenberg says, hey, listen,
and
if I was halfway across Pennsylvania, turn the plane around, he says, I'd be hard-pressed to find New York City, let alone zero in on the towers and fly with laser precision into the targets.
Ridiculous.
He says, I couldn't do it, and I guarantee you that those terrorists couldn't do it.
Well,
and then also George Nelson and Glenn Stanish basically going so far as to say that the planes that hit the towers could not have been commercial aircraft, that they were indeed switched. This is forcing a lot of people to think outside of the cage that's been so carefully prepared for them by all the folks that are focusing in on the terrorists. Now, I don't know how much time you've got before your next commercial break. How much have you got there?
We got a few more minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, let's think outside the cage. This is what we talk about in the Power Hour all the time. Say, let's think outside of the cage. All right? Now, common sense will tell me that if this was a made-it-happen scenario, you know, a government rogue agency that somehow got involved with, you know, trying to plan the events, well, then the planning of September 11th would have to be divided into three areas. The first area would be to plan the events themselves, and that alone would take, you know, maybe a few hundred people. Money would be, of course, no object, and it would probably take several years to be able to put everything in place. I mean, that's common sense, and I think we could probably debate how many people and how long it would take and how much money, but I think we got the general idea. Would you agree with that?
Sure.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay. All right, so that would be the first area of operation. The second area of operation, if we use common sense, would be to plant a rabbit trail. You have to have a patsy or a group of individuals that are going to take the fall. And to do that, again, it would take several years. You've got to have a paper trail. You've got to have a money trail. You have to have juicy tidbits of information, dare I say, several bones for the dog to find that actually have some meat on them. So you have to plant the rabbit trail. Now, both of these operations, planning the event and planning the rabbit trail, go on before the event. Then the event occurs, September 11th. Now, Operation 3 goes into effect, and that is to have a controlled opposition. You have to have a group of individuals that, on the outside, give the appearance that want to get to the real truth of what's going on, but in fact, their job is to keep as many people as possible focused on the rabbit trail, on the terrorists did it. Okay, Hani Hanjour and Mohammed Atta, and here's where they did their training, and here's the strip bar where they all went out and got drunk, and you know, all this other information, along with having groups of individuals that come out with outlandish things like, say, well, UFOs actually beamed those planes aboard, and you know what? We can prove that it was Bigfoot in the cockpit, you know? I mean, folks are going to come out. I mean, this is where I see some of the no-planers out there.
Who was that that does that? You just want to slap that guy, that little piece of trash.
What was that question?
Next, they're going to be talking about Elvis Presley. Who was that guy? You got the clip on your...
Yeah, that's Glenn Beck.
Oh, that's Glenn Beck. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. He looks like a little weasel. He looks like the kid that everybody wanted to beat up when you were in high school. You know, but anyway,
so
the point here is that we've got these three areas of operation, and since somebody like myself came out 3 years ago within plain sight and started screaming about flashes and pods, which absolutely challenged the official story. I mean, if you've got something attached to the belly of that plane, it couldn't possibly have been a commercial aircraft.
And that's admitted by Boeing. You remember that, right? The Love
Yeah.
Yeah. They admit there's something on it.
Yeah, they sure did. You know, I mean, they didn't admit that it was switched or anything like that. But the point here is that they've gone to great lengths to try to discredit or debunk anybody that talks about flashes and pods. To the point where, I mean, I remember the pressure that was applied to me when we first came out with 9/11 in plain sight. I mean, I got a lot of folks were very excited and very pleased with it, but there were some folks out there that were really upset about the flash and the pod. Because they said, hey, look, you can't explain what it is, so you shouldn't talk about it. And I said, well, wait a second. How can we ever explain what it is unless we talk about it and discuss it and examine it, you know, and investigate it? Well, you can't say what it is, but, you know, it's going to take away from all of the other good information. I said, what do you mean other good information? There's a lot of good information. This doesn't take away. It adds to. I mean, this is irrefutable photographic video evidence, not from one angle, but from four collaborating angles.
Yeah.
So folks didn't want to deal with that, so I came under tremendous pressure to take that particular segment out of the video, and I'm like Dustin Hoffman in the movie Outbreak. I'm in that little helicopter with a C-130 with a bomb on it ready to blow up the town, and I'm standing in the way of this C-130 screaming, I'm not moving. And that's how I feel about this issue. Until we have it brought to the table and discussed honestly and openly, I'm not going to let go of the pod and the flash issue. Now, I know that Dylan Avery and Corey Rowe and Jason Burmis from the Loose Change, the marvelous, incredibly important Loose Change video, when they came out with the first version, the flash in the pod was right there, the very first thing. Did you see the first version?
Oh, sure.
Okay, you remember that the flash in the pod was the very first thing that they dealt with. Obviously,
that's
the headliner.
Yeah.
Okay? So then they came out with the second edition. It was completely taken out. It wasn't even moved to a different part of the film. They took it completely out. You remember?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know the pressure that I came under to take that out. I know that. But I'm a little bit older here. I'm 54 years old or something like that. I've been here, done that, been designing the T-shirt here for about, 12, 15 years or something like that. Joyce and I have been at this for a long time now. So I know how the game is played. And I'm not going to crump under that kind of pressure. I don't care what people want to call me on the Internet. I'm not here for a popularity contest. I'm not here to play politics. You know, I'm not here for FaceTime. And unfortunately, there are some people out there that are doing it because they are desperately in need of the recognition. They want.
Well, it's like the demonization of Fetzer and Judy Woods because of their position on the possible high-tech beam weapons. I don't deny the possibility that, you know, I mean, something pulverized those towers to complete dust.
Absolutely. So I don't condemn anybody for their theories as long as they're grounding them on good information, you know.
Right.
And this is why I'm rather, you know, I'm still cocking my head to one side with some of these people that are saying that there were no planes.
The only thing I don't like is the hologram thing. I don't go along with that for good reason.
No, I can't deal with that. But, you know, like I said, there were people out there that have been trying to debunk and discredit anybody that talks about the flashes and the pods. And, of course, the Popular Mechanics magazine, which is edited by James Meigs and the science researcher.
That bastion of truth.
I'm sorry?
That bastion of truth.
Yeah, the bastion of truth. You know, they had their science researcher is Ben Chertoff, who's a cousin of Michael Chertoff from the Department of Homeland Security. And they got their expert, a guy named by the name of Ron Greeley, who was former director of the Space Photography Laboratory at the University of Arizona. Now, this guy is an expert at looking at photographs, satellite photographs, and determining geological features based upon light and shadow. In other words, this guy looks at a picture and says, this is a mountain and this is a valley. Now that is the popular mechanics expert. Our expert, Colonel George Nelson, with 30 years identifying aircraft and aircraft parts, okay, along with Glenn Stanish, who is a current and active airline pilot flying for Continental Airlines, who flies 767s all the time, those are our two experts. So now, yeah. Common sense, boys and girls, if you had to choose their expert, Ron Greeley, who looks at pictures and says, that's a mountain, that's a valley, or our experts, both military and commercial airline pilots and, you know, people acquainted with the topic, which one would you choose? I don't think this is a real tough question here. So Popular Mechanics puts their Ron Greeley out there, and he says in their Popular Mechanics article that the pod was created because of sunlight glistening off the fairing, which is where the housing is for the wheel assembly. So their expert says it's sunlight on the fairing. And yet about a week or two later, Ben Chertoff shows up on the Art Bell show, and in regard to the pod, here's what he had to say.
When he looked at the photograph and very quickly figured out that to a certain extent there's sun glint, and also the plane is banked to the left, the engine is to the right of where this pod is supposed to be, and if you actually watch the footage in full motion, you can see most of it is just a shadow from the engine.
Okay, so he says it's shadow from the engine, and their own expert says it's sunlight on the fairing. So how can you have sunlight and shadow at the same time? I mean, obviously, they're blowing themselves off the, you know, they're blowing their own foot off there.
Well, you know, when it comes to the North Tower, it's just laughable. That one especially. Well, no, even the cell tower, because that's photographed from four different angles. It can't be a reflection of any kind. But, I mean, the North Tower, you can actually see a shadow being cast by the plume of debris that's being shot out. And this is before the shadow of the plane even crosses the building. So any attempt by these lying shill artists, probably on the Homeland Security's payroll, to say otherwise or to explain this away is just makes it more disgusting. But you know what? I'm glad they do this because it exposes them all the more for the liars that they are. I love the NIST, and I can't wait for their Building 7 report because they did such a horrifically pathetic job with the report on the two main towers, making such heinously unscientific statements. I'm glad they did it. I really am, because it makes it all the more obvious.
Well, it does, and I'm glad you brought up Building 7, because we come back to that argument. You know, there are some folks out there that say, well, you know, you shouldn't be talking about flashes and pods. We've got plenty of other, quote-unquote, good information with the collapse of the North-South Tower and Building 7, and you know, besides, you know, like I said, you can't prove what caused the flash or what the pod is, so stay off of that, because it weakens the argument about the controlled demolition issues. I'm sure you've heard that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, now let's, again, think outside of the cage. Now, how many of the listeners out there believe that the North-South Towers and Building 7 somehow came down because of controlled demolition charges? How many people believe that? Raise your hands. Okay, now, think about it. I bet you all the hands are up right now. Would you agree?
Oh, I don't know how anybody could not.
Okay, the point is that people that listen to your broadcast and other people on RBN and on Genesis and, you know, that are really thinking and not, you know, being spoon-fed information
audience,
by the ABC
or
alphabet
both feet
agencies. Okay, yeah. They all know that we have good reason to believe that those buildings came down because of controlled demolitions. We can all agree with that, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if we are all in agreement with that, now we have to move to the next question. What role did the planes play? Now, obviously, the cover story is, oh, well, the planes were the cover story for why the buildings came down. They had to have a distraction. Watch my right hand so you don't see the left hand, you know. So they had to have planes that crash into the building to basically, you know, create the mainstream reason for the collapse. We can agree with that, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Now, I think everybody out there listening can agree. Okay, so now if we are dealing with planes that hit the towers, now we have to ask if there were terrorists in those planes, okay? Because either there were terrorists or they weren't terrorists. So if they were terrorists, there can only be two scenarios here. And if there's a third, please explain it to me. But we have to consider the following. if there were terrorists that hijacked those planes, those terrorists would either have to be, A, in collusion with people that placed the charges that would have taken, obviously, weeks. Either that or they would have had to done it themselves, and I could just see a bunch of turban heads running through Building 7 and the North Tower, you know, with humps on their backs to conceal the explosives. I mean,
Would anybody vacate this floor so we can put explosives in, please?
Yeah, exactly. Now, how many people believe that the terrorists were in their planting charges weeks before September 11th?
Yeah,
let me see the hands go up.
Sure.
Oh, I don't see any hands up. Okay, so if you don't believe that there was collusion, then the only other explanation in regard to terrorist hijackings is that it was just a coincidence that they hijacked those planes, and glory, Oski, they flew them right into the targets that were scheduled for demolition.
Have you
just
heard the other
minutes
desperate
later.
Attempt?
Does anybody believe that one?
I'll put a quick break. We got a caller from the UK.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Both Charlie Julie on is our guest. You know, I just wanted to mention this quick, and then we'll go to our caller in the UK. I'm sure you've heard this yourself. This is one of the common methods to explain away the explosives in the building, if they acknowledge them at all. They'll say, well, haven't you heard that, some buildings in New York have had explosives put in there at the time they put the buildings up? Or they put them in there later as emergency measures in case there was ever a problem. They need to take the building down in a hurry, which is absolutely ridiculous because, first of all, explosives don't have a long shelf life, A. B, like they're really going to do something like that and take the chance that, you know, if there was a fire that broke out, that the explosives are going to go out. But C, an even bigger problem, those explosives on 9/11 went off with precision. They were deliberately set off, one after another, you know, every second or so. There's no way that they were done, you know, that they went off accidentally because of the, you know what I'm saying?
Well, of course, and that's why I'm trying to get everybody to understand that the issue about the controlled demolitions is not contrary or opposite to the concept about flashes and the pod. It's in concert, because as I was just getting to the quote-unquote punchline before we got to the break, is that if the terrorists were flying those planes, either they were in collusion or they were, it was a coincidence. And I think we can all agree there's no way in God's green earth it could be collusion or coincidence. So if it can't be either of those, how could it have been terrorists? Now we have to take another look at that flash in the pod and understand that the planes that hit the towers couldn't have been commercial aircraft. And that's not just me saying it. That's Colonel Nelson, and that's Glenn Stanish. It's the other airline pilots that have been looking at this stuff. It just doesn't make sense. And now that the Northwoods document all of a sudden looms large in our history books.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm always telling people this is a good reason to convert to Islam, because it would have taken divine intervention by Allah for the pilots to have flown the planes in the difficult fashion that they flew, because they didn't have adequate training or skills, and then to crash into the buildings and be alive the next day to talk about it. That's some incredible, you know, that's reason to become a Muslim right there.
Well, that's why I was saying that when I spoke with Russ Wittenberg, and he pointed out that when you're, you know, like I said, several hundred miles away from New York City or any other city for that matter, and you turn off your transponder and cease any communication with the tower, you're going to be very hard-pressed even to locate the city, let alone, you know, find a target and fly with precision right into it. Say, why don't you get your call?
Yeah, I'll get the guest
from all across the pond there.
Yeah, I did want to mention this real quick, though, too. I have another theory I'd like to propose, and this is back to the first time I think I've mentioned it on air. I'd like to propose that maybe the terrorists could have been from Transylvania. We should have bombed Transylvania instead of Afghanistan because, you know, after all, not only did they survive the crashes, but they walked by all those surveillance cameras at Logan and at Newark and didn't have any pictures taken of them. And vampires certainly can do that.
You know what? So, maybe we should have just bombed Mexico, and then we could have taken over the country, and we wouldn't have to worry about borders anymore. And big business could just ship their stuff down there, and we could all, you know, be eating salsa.
Yeah, and of course they want Canada too, so we'd have to occupy that country as well. Yeah, what pretext could we come up with for that now? They've been beating us in too many hockey games.
No kidding.
Okay, let's go to Ian in the UK. Oh, what do you know? We got another quick break. I'll tell you what, sorry, Ian. Oh, I hate to do this to you. Stick with us right after the break. I promise we're going to go right to you. Stick with us, folks. Be right back.
With recent